Good morning. My name is Alicia Bailey, and I'm an assistant principal at the senior high. I would like to start this segment with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Today is Thursday, April 9th. I'd like to let you know that April is Autism Awareness Month. In 1970, the Autism Society launched a nationwide effort to promote autism, awareness, and assurance that all affected by autism are able to achieve the highest quality of life possible. In 1972, the Autism Society launched the first annual National Autistic Children's Week, which evolved into National Autism Awareness Month. This April, they continued their efforts to spread awareness, promote acceptance, and ignite change with the Celebrate Differences campaign to build a better awareness of the signs, symptoms, and realities of autism. #CelebrateDifferences focuses on providing information and resources for communities to be more aware. If you didn't know, in the United States in 2020, it has been reported that 1 in 59 children are diagnosed with autism. The Autism Society has a variety of resources on www.autismawarenessmonth.org. From the National Autism Organization, their quote for April is, "Life is not about waiting for the storm to pass. It is about learning to dance in the rain." If you didn't know, April is also National Poetry Month. One of my favorite poets is Robert Frost. I was introduced to this poet by my sixth grade English teacher, Mr. Sam Swick. Robert Frost was an American poet, and his work was initially published in England before it was published in America. He is known for his realistic depictions of rural life and his command of American colloquial speech. Frost frequently wrote about settings from rural life in New England in the early 20th century. Frost graduated from Lawrence High School in 1892. In 1894, he sold his first poem, My Butterfly, an Elegy, that was published in the November 8, 1894. His first book of poetry, A Boy's Will, was published the next year. During his life, Frost taught English in Amherst College in Massachusetts. Frost was 86 when he read at the inauguration of John F. Kennedy. The poet and critic Randall Jarrell often praised Frost's poetry and wrote, "Robert Frost, along with Stevens and Eliot, seems to me the greatest of the American poets of the century. Frost's virtues are extraordinary. No other living poet has written so well about the actions of ordinary men. His wonderful dramatic monologues or dramatic scenes come out of a knowledge of people that few poets have had, and they are written in a verse that uses sometimes with absolute mastery the rhythms of actual speech." He also praised Frost's seriousness and honesty, stating that Frost was particularly skilled at representing a wide range of human experience in his poems. Frost was honored frequently during his lifetime and is the only poet to receive 4 Pulitzer Prizes for poetry. He was awarded the Congressional Gold Medal in 1960 for his poetic work, and Frost was nominated for the Nobel Prize in Literature 31 times. Two of my favorite poems from Robert Frost are The Road Not Taken and Stopping by the Woods on a Snowy Evening. In The Road Not Taken, some of the resounding, like in the last stanza, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. When I read that poem, I think about the seniors, and when I read these lines, you may have taken the road less traveled by right now, but it will make a difference. Again, another favorite of mine is Stopping by the Woods on a Snowy Evening. Some of the last lines in that poem, the woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and mouths to go before I sleep and mouths to go before I sleep. These lines remind me that I need to keep pushing on because I have so much more to accomplish and do. So I have mouths to go before I sleep. In literature, you may have read The Outsiders by S.E. Hinton. One of Robert Frost's poems is referenced in the novel when Pony Boy is talking, and he says, nothing gold can stay. So S.E. Hinton even acknowledges Robert Frost's poem in her novel, The Outsiders. So what is poetry? Poetry is a form of literature that uses aesthetics and often rhythmic qualities of language to evoke meaning. Poetry has a long history. It's dating back to prehistoric times. Some of the earliest written poetry in Africa occurs among the pyramid text written during the 25th century BCE. The oldest surviving epic poem, the Epic of Gilgamesh, dates from the 3rd millennium BCE. Other ancient epic poetry includes the Greek epics. Maybe you've read the Iliad or the Odyssey and Virgil's Aeneid. Other forms of poetry have developed directly from folk songs. Aristotle's Poetics describes three genres of poetry: the epic, the comic, and the tragic genre. Later identified, these three major genres were changed to the epic poetry, lyric poetry, and dramatic poetry, where comedy and tragedy become a sub-genre of dramatic poetry. Many of you read, maybe in your senior English, the Old English epic poem of Beowulf, and it is an alliterative verse. Rhyme, alliteration, and assonance and consonants are ways of creating repetitive patterns of sound. Many of you may have read Chaucer in your senior English class, and Chaucer used heavy alliteration to mock Old English verse and to paint a character as archaic. Other forms of poetry uses are like, for example, alliteration. Alliteration is the repetition of letters or letter sounds at the beginning of two or more words. Assonance is where the use of similar vowel sounds within a word rather than similar sounds at the beginning or end of the word of a sentence. The use of rhyme in poetry is in a set of patterns as a structural element for specific poetic forms, such as ballads, sonnets, and rhyming couplets. Much modern poetry avoids traditional rhyme schemes. Classical Greek and Latin poetry did not use rhyme. Poetic form sometimes is more flexible in modernist and postmodernist poetry. Many modern poets write in what's called free verse. Among major structural elements used in poetry are the line, the stanza, or verse paragraph, and larger combinations of stanza or line such as cantos. These basic units of poetic form are often combined into larger structures called poetic forms or poetic modes. Poetry is often separated into lines on a page in a process known as lineation. These lines may be based on the number of metrical feet or may emphasize a rhyming pattern at the ends of lines. Lines of poems are often organized into stanzas. A collection of two lines is a couplet, and three lines a triplet, or four lines a quatrain, and so on. Visual appearance of poetry often adds meaning or depth. Acrostic poems conveyed meanings in the initial letters of lines or in letters at other specific places in a poem. Poetic diction refers not only to the sound, but also to the underlying meaning and its interaction with sound and form. Among the most common forms of poetry is the sonnet, which by the 13th century had become standardized as 14 lines following a set of rhyme scheme and logical structure. A limerick is a poem that consists of 5 lines and is often humorous. Rhythm is very important in limericks, for the first, second, and fifth lines must have 7 to 10 syllables. However, the third and fourth lines only need 5 to 7. All of the lines must rhyme and have the same rhythm. Many of you know about a haiku. A haiku is a popular form of unrhymed Japanese poetry. It's generally written in a single vertical line. The haiku contains 3 sections structured in a 5-7-5 pattern. Also talking about, there are many genres of poetry, including narrative poetry, lyric poetry, epic poetry, satirical poetry, and elegy, verse fable, dramatic poetry, speculative poetry, there's prose poetry and light poetry, just to name a few. There are many genres of poetry. Poetry offers a great way to express oneself. During Poetry Month, try to write a poem or read some poetry. Who is your favorite poet? Again, mine is Robert Frost, and I was introduced to him a long time ago in 6th grade. And he has stuck with me ever since. So who is your favorite poet? To leave you for today, the SOAR quote of the day is, "The courage to soar to great heights is inside all of us." Due to the holiday break, our next radio segment will be held on Wednesday, April 15th. We hope you have a restful break, and we'll be back in session on Wednesday, April 15th. Have a great day.